News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Richards is off tonight, feeling under the weather. He'll be back soon with his own unique stylings to fill your eardrums. In the meantime, I'm here, Richard Krause, for the next couple hours. We're having some fun. We've talked about a lot of crazy things, some interesting stuff. We've talked about movies. We've talked about how your Twitter account could cost you a job. And now we're going to talk about etiquette. A little bit. Now, there's a story that we found about a woman who offended her boyfriend when she asked him not to bring his kids for Christmas. They've been together for about 11 months, and Christmas is a big deal. Anyone who has started a new relationship and you have that wonder, like, when do I invite them to meet my parents? When do we all get together? Do we invite everyone over for Christmas? Who hosts Christmas? All that kind of thing. Well, she did not want him to bring his kids for Christmas. Now, it is important to note that this is his Christmas with his kids, which means that next year, the kids would be with his ex. So he only has the chance to spend Christmas with his kids every other year. So I wanted to know, how do you handle something like this? What do you do? Getting mad, that's never going to go well in a situation like this. So we brought in Susie Fossati. She is an etiquette expert and the director of Avignon Etiquette. Susie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Listen, I'm thrilled to have you here because I have this question and others for you about etiquette. How do you handle a situation like this? Christmas is stressful enough. Christmas dinner, I think, probably is the focal point of stress. Not only do you have to make it, but who do you invite in a situation like this? If there are kids from a previous relationship, how do you say politely, I don't want them there? Or is it rude to say, I don't want them there?
Right. It is such a stressful time. And then you add in, you know, all these different dynamics, and it certainly makes things very interesting. So I always say, because I'm coming from an etiquette standpoint here, my motto is always that we want to lead with kindness. And that means giving people the benefit of the doubt. You know, let's assume the best in people. Try not to jump to conclusions and automatically assume the worst, right? Especially when we don't have all the details. You know, there's always her side, his side, and then the truth somewhere in the middle, right?
True.
We all know that. So communication in and of itself can be so tricky. So even when we have the best of intentions, and that may not come across the way that we want it. So as I was reading this story, you know, her take was she was trying to avoid making the situation too stressful. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to expose the kids to too many awkward moments. So, you know, looking at it from that point, I mean, her message may have come across the wrong way. Her words may have come across the wrong way. But if we try to give her the benefit of the doubt, you know, these are actually not bad things, right? Hopefully, with the best of intent, she really was looking out for the kids and trying to make them as comfortable as possible, to put them at ease. So, you know, from his point of view, though, I mean, there's the validity that, you know, this is the only time he gets to spend with the kids, and they're the priority in his life, as they should be, right? So we always want to try to take a look at not one side, but both sides, and see, you know, where's the happy middle, right? It's always about that happy middle.
Right.
And there are so many considerations here, right? It's a new relationship. Do they understand what it means to have the children? Do they don't? Do they? And then how do you learn to navigate these new waters? I mean, it is their first Christmas together. So understanding that this is new for both of them, and really hoping that each one, you know, is really trying to do the best that they can, whether or not it's come out right or wrong, nicely or not nicely. These are things that hopefully over time they just work on, right, with the intent or with the understanding that hopefully and really genuinely each one really does have those best intentions. And you know what? Forgiving that perhaps it came across badly, right, or forgiving that I said this and or said that. And these are just those fundamentals that we forget, right? Especially after the last 2 years, and especially when sort of the chaos of Christmas takes over.
Do you think that in a situation like this, that the polite thing, or where do you fall as an etiquette expert? And I'm speaking to Susie Fossati, etiquette expert and director of Avignon Etiquette. Where do you think the mother of the children falls in this situation? Now, it was, quote, his Christmas with the kids, but the mother should be consulted. Should she not, if the kids are going to be spending Christmas with the new girlfriend?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we always have to put the interest and well-being and comfort and everything of the children first. Mm-hmm. So that absolutely goes without saying. You know, when I think that transparency, openness, honesty, that's really just what sets the road to progress, right? And to successful relationships, especially when there's, you know, more than one or two people involved here, when there's so many new people in play, you know, just trying to really be considerate of everyone, primarily the children, that's really the focus. So, and it can go just such a long way, right? And really making this so wonderful and beautiful for these special children.
I'm in conversation with Susie. We're talking about the etiquette of this story about a woman who offended her boyfriend when she asked him not to bring his kids for Christmas. I'd like to hear from you at 1-855-633-1010. If you have a worst Christmas story or a ruined Christmas dinner due to family or friends, or maybe it's food, the number 1-855-633-1010. We'll get to you in the next segment, but start thinking about stories and get near your phone. Now, you hinted in your last answer there about the pandemic. The pandemic, I think, I've talked to a number of experts today about various things, whether it's finances or job hunting or whatever it might be, and the pandemic has come up over and over and over again as a huge catalyst in change in the way that we are behaving in our jobs, thinking about our finances. I think personally, from my own interactions with people, that it has had a huge impact on people's manners. As an etiquette expert, what do you think? After people spent 2.5 years at home, I think it made us a little ruder.
Right. I think it's just, you know, I always say it's one of those things, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I mean, it couldn't be more true, right? We really just need to be so mindful. And I think it's just, you know, over the past couple of years, it's really been just kind of thinking about ourselves and through nobody's fault. That's just kind of the reality of it. But, you know, when we're going back out and these soft skills, these social skills, which are all about, you know, the kind, considerate way we treat other people, the respectful way we treat other people, making other people feel comfortable, it's one of those things which we almost want to just be very, very mindful of, right? Sometimes the smallest little things, like walking down the road, you know, on our phone and not looking ahead of us, but looking down, realizing, oh, I might bump into someone. I might, you know, a bicycle might have to stop suddenly because I'm in their path, right? Just thinking about how do my actions affect other people, right? And it's truly, believe me, a mindful thing that we have to do, because it's just suddenly not become, it wasn't important, right? That we have to go back to really, you know, thinking about these things in an active way, because everybody's out there hopefully wanting to be the best they can be, the best version of themselves, and being likable and engageable and in good relationships with people, right? We just got to be focused and really truly make that effort.
Susie, we're out of time, but you have used a word a few times here that I really loved, and it's being mindful. Just let's be mindful of the way our actions affect others, and just generally speaking of the people around us, and I think we'll all be better off. That was Susie Fossati, etiquette expert and director of Avignon Etiquette. Susie, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk tonight. I want to hear from you. 1-855-633-1010. Tell me your stories about how Christmas dinner was ruined. Was it due to family or friends or food? There's got to be a million stories out there. Tell me what they are. Richard Krause in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. Stay with me.